This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Farmers in three western Washington counties stand to lose hundreds of acres of prime farmland if a project studied by the Army Corps of Engineers and the State Department of Fish and Wildlife is approved. Washington Farm Bureau Government Relations Director Tom Davis says the agencies are asking Congress to authorize a salmon recovery project that would eliminate much of the farmers' livelihood.
Unfortunately, salmon recovery projects don't pay taxes and they don't pay for schools. And in addition to all of that, there has been no communication, or I'll put it this way, very limited communication between the federal and state agency staff who've been working on this project and the affected landowners on the other end.
But the good news, Davis says the agencies claim they won't use eminent domain to take the property.
You know, I was glad to hear that state Fish and Wildlife Department has said they would not use eminent domain. That's the first we've heard that, so that's very much appreciated. So I'm assuming that means then if they don't get every landowner in that area to sell out, that they can't do the project, at least not without going eminent domain. So if that's the truth, then I guess there is some protection for private property rights under this process.
Fish and Wildlife has indicated it will continue to try and sell farmers on the idea, even if Congress rejects the project. The Farm Bureau says it will oppose the $6.9 million in appropriations needed to continue working on the project.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.